Most of the Midwest will likely be subjected to a little bit of light rain as we move forward through the next 2 or 3 days. The precipitation will not last very long, but it will be another disruption to the overall harvest picture. The precipitation that occurs across the Midwest will be most significant tomorrow into Thursday in the Western Corn Belt. The precipitation that occurs is expected to be relatively light, and we'll probably see the moisture totals running upwards to 1/2 inch, except in an area from Iowa and parts of northern Missouri into Wisconsin, maybe catching the northwest corner of Illinois as well. These areas could end up with 1/2 inch to 1 inch, maybe even 1.5 inches in parts of the northernmost part of this region. And the precipitation will certainly have a negative impact on field operations for a little while. But the precipitation will weaken considerably as the frontal boundary moves through the eastern portions of the Midwest. And moisture totals will run from a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch. And that will likely be focused mostly on the area from eastern Illinois over to Ohio and Michigan. The frontal system will represent the dividing line between summertime weather and winter-like weather. And it will be a potent front with a lot of wind behind it and falling temperatures. The frontal system will likely force our temperatures to fall off from readings that will be in the 70s and 80s here today, tomorrow, and in the eastern Midwest still on Thursday, down to readings in the 40s and 50s. And maybe even some areas in the northwestern Corn Belt may not see temperatures rise out of the 30s on Friday afternoon. That would include Minnesota and parts of the Dakotas. There will be low temperatures at night in those northwestern areas, dropping back into the teens and 20s. Everybody else will be mostly in the 30s with a few 20s occurring down into portions of Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa. The colder weather is not all that unusual for this time of the year, and its impact on the region should be rather benign. Winter wheat has been going into the ground for quite some time. It is relatively well established in some areas, but still being planted in others. So there will be a need for some warmer weather to return, and that will likely happen. This is not the beginning of the deep freeze for the season. We will see temperatures bounce back fairly quickly as we move forward in time. The moisture totals in the eastern Midwest from this frontal boundary, by the way, will be less than 1/2 inch, and with many areas 1/4 inch or less. So the disruption to field work in the eastern portions of the lower Midwest is not likely to be nearly as great as that which may occur in a small part of the western Corn Belt. We will expect the same frontal boundary to bring a little bit of precipitation down to the delta and southeast, but those areas are not going to see very much in the way of meaningful moisture. Those areas will continue to see relatively dry conditions as we go forward through the next several days, if not a full week. We'll also see precipitation limited in U.S. hard red winter wheat areas, and that will be the case after the frontal boundary pushes through those areas. Tomorrow we'll likely see some light rain and rain changing to snow occurring across part of Nebraska and northern Kansas. The precipitation is not expected to be very heavy, but that is one of the driest areas in hard red wheat country, and they certainly need moisture, and they might pick up on a couple tenths of an inch out of this deal. That's certainly helpful, but it's not going to be a soaker, obviously, not enough to really seriously change the overall bottom line. Once the cool front, if it passes through the region, will be stuck into the drier air, and cooler conditions will prevail in a hard red wheat country for a little while. The temperature outlook in the heart of the Midwest will also be cool going into the weekend, but we will see warming come back across the region as we move towards the early part of next week. And there's going to be a chance for a little bit of light precipitation occurring across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go from Monday into Tuesday with a bigger storm system at mid to late week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.